mistakes and perfection. Perfection were putting on a big show in the Opera House for their special guest, the Senator. Of course, everyone who is anyone is in attendance.
Well, Senator, I hope you're enjoying the chamber music.
Sure, Jack, it's great. Not as great as those strippers we used to watch back in the city.
Senator, that was a long time ago.
What was that? Electric guitar is not allowed inside the Estates of Perfection.
Now you've gone too far, Marcus.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to sing a song about the freedom of self-expression, which seems to be severely lacking around here. One, two, three. Blow God, take his God rod, take his God rod. You say you love him, you gotta blow God.
Oh my, these lyrics are not good.
Yes, the lyrics are offensive. Also, he's not very good on guitar. No bar chords to speak of.
And we get it. You like the Ramones and the Sex Pistols. So edgy. I'm so bored of this dad rock.
I am offended. I am very offended.
Yeah, it is offensive. At least those artists were doing something new. I mean, at least to the mainstream listeners. I would argue it was already derivative by that time.
All security, move in! Move, move, move!
Blow God, he's got a nice bod. Whether you're a dude or abroad, you gotta blow God. Everybody sing, blow God! Blow God!
Okay, we are at the lip of the stage. Grab him!
Yeah, that's right. Now I exercise my God-given right for free speech. Record this for everyone to see. You guys know Andrew Lang? Andrew Lang wrote a letter complaining about parking tickets a couple of days ago, and now he doesn't exist.
You're coming with us.
Fine. Yeah, give me a ticket, but now I get to give my testimony video for the news.
Nope, we're just gonna take you down to the holding station and ask you a few questions. No testimony video.
No, you gotta ticket me and let my fine penalty get voted on the news.
That's for a first offense. This is your second.
What? You can't arrest me for speaking my mind?
You're not being arrested. You are just being detained while we ask you some questions at headquarters.
No way! I get my public testimony video! Fuck it, I'm out of here!
Hey, come back here! Grab him!
This is outrageous! Again, I am offended, and he should not have dropped his guitar like that. That's a really nice one.
I mean, it's not that nice. It's a, what, 2003 Epiphone reissue? Not exactly vintage.
Oof. Okay, they found me.
He's heading towards the basement!
Okay, what do I do? Okay, I'll use my follow me ball. I'll use my follow me ball to distract them. Okay, follow me ball, go to the basement.
Follow me!
Yeah, you go there, and I'll go the other way. Okay.
He went this way. Follow the sound of the follow me ball.
Okay, that worked. Okay, did I lose him?
Welcome to the garage.
Shh.
While you wait for your valet,
shut up.
Would you like to play trivia?
No, I don't want trivia.
Trivia declined.
Shh. Trying to hide.
How about a word game?
Don't. Shut up, trivia stanchion. Mm. Alright, okay. What the fuck, man? There's nowhere to hide in this goddamn garage. All this mindless shit is chasing me. No one gives a damn about anything around here. No shit!
Oh! Whoa!
What the fuck were you hiding in that blue recycling can? You scared the shit out of me. Security's trying to get me.
You crossed the line, buddy. Now there's no going back. We gotta get you out of here. Here they come. Get in. Okay, take me home to Debbie. No way. They'll be waiting for you there. Fuck you, man. I need to warn Debbie. I'll take you to Debbie. But first, let's get some proof or she's just gonna think you're crazy.
Where are we going?
The clone warehouse.
Whoa.
The secret lab is in this warehouse? This thing goes on forever.
Let's hide in that bush next to the high fence. I know a secret way under it. Why haven't you and the rebels burned this place down already?
FYI, we're called the Originals, not the Rebels.
Okay. Why haven't you and the Originals fucked this place up already?
Because they would just kill us and build another one. This access to the Senator is the ideal opportunity we've been waiting for to blow this open worldwide. We can get in through that open window in the back of the warehouse.
Look at this. It's like a giant hive system of clones growing in large glass cylinders filled with green liquid.
Yeah, this is where they grow them. They incubate in those cylinders until they're ready to hatch.
There's got to be over 100 pods in here.
Once they grow one to the desired age, then they adjust the genetic traits to improve performance. Then they indoctrinate the clone brain to be right in line with the code of living, with only selective memories.
Oh, it looks like they're working on one now over there. Let's move closer.
Yeah, but be quiet.
Okay, but you're louder than me, so you be quiet.
I will.
What was that?
Come on, I'm keeping it real.
You did it on purpose.
Yeah, I did. It proves that I'm real. A clone would never do that.
Stop proving yourself.
Oh, you smell how real I am, don't you?
I bet clones fart, so that doesn't prove anything. Oh, look. Look at all those doctors near the operating table. Oh shit, they're hatching a full-grown clone right now.
Sir, we are almost done with the rush job. Our growth acceleration technology is progressing along nicely.
Shh, check it out. There's your father-in-law.
You're consistently louder than me when you say shh.
It better be ready. I don't care if it is a rush job. It has to be perfect. Oh, my daughter will notice if even a mole is out of place.
We've come a long way since we botched the transfer on your wife's clone.
I told you never to mention her.
Well, technically, I just mentioned her clone. I thought you just said never say her name. That's why I never say Sarah, your wife's name. And the clone's name that died, the Sarah clone.
Shut up!
Wait, that clone is...
That's you, man. That's you.
Oh, my God.
Let's sneak around and get a closer look.
Is that really the size of Mark's penis? It seems small for a man. I mean, did you give him a young boy's penis for some reason? Deborah's gonna notice that.
Motherfucker!
No, sir, that's the actual size of the original. Medically speaking, he may be a grower, not a shower. Would you like us to stimulate it and find out?
Oh, good God, no. I'd just as soon cut it off, but the clone has to look just like the actual idiot.
Wow, this guy really hates you. Good news is that my camera lens is not picking up your tiny penis.
Shut up. I'm gonna get a closer look.
Yeah, you'd have to. But dude,
fuck
you close already. Fuck me. Yeah, you can try, but you're not gonna get through my huge ass cheeks.
With my tiny dick, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you might be able to kiss the rim with the head.
Shit,
but you're not gonna get inside.
Up. I hope you're not doing this to be real.
I'm real.
Shh. I wanna get closer.
It's a perfect copy, sir. He just needs to go through the cerebral indoctrination process and he will be good to go.
Good. Now, you're sure this teeny tiny weenie isn't some flaw of the system?
Fuck if I'm gonna let people talk about me having a small dick.
I'm a fucking grower! There he is! Get him!
Oh. Got him, sir.
Oh.
That was quick. With one arm, too. Easy.
Okay.
He is weak like most of the originals.
I'm not weak. I played soccer in high school. I got my muscles in my legs.
I mean, that must be the quickest we have ever detained someone ever.
Oh, you weren't so quick at the Opera House.
Enough. It's over, Mark.
But first, you have to admit, it's pretty cold in here. I mean, give my clone a chance to get it going a little. Let me stimulate a little. I know how he likes it. Just see, you have to tickle on the ball. Right.
Don't let him touch his own penis. I can't take seeing that. Handcuff him, you idiot.
Ha! That's the only way you'll keep my penis down.
Oh, Marcus. You came right to us. You really are a fool.
You are the worst father-in-law ever.
Perhaps, but I'm the best father ever. No father would want their daughter with a loser like you.
You've got serious issues, man.
You've got the most serious issue. You are about to be erased and replaced.
You won't get away with this.
Oh, but we have so many times.
Debbie will know. She'll know it's not me.
Oh, sure. She'll notice differences. You won't be rude. You won't be such a Mr. Know-it-all. You'll stop getting in confrontations with strangers. In general, you'll be a better husband.
From what you're saying, I'll be a bore and a phony piece of shit. Deb will know something's up the first time I say something polite.
No. She'll be too happy to question the change. People don't question when things are getting better. That's what makes the Estates of Perfection the best place on earth to live. That's why we have the Code of Living, to remove conflict from society. No conflict, no violence, only peace and harmony.
And everybody who disagrees with you gets replaced by clones.
Of course! We fix the divots. We replace the troublemakers, the sycophants, the perverts. Cloning is the only logical way to make a better world.
You're insane. That's why you tried to clone Sarah, because she dared to disagree with you. You killed your own wife trying to make a clone.
She was going to leave me. She was going to move into the city to live with an artist. She was doomed. Nobody buys art these days.
You deserve to be left.
You should be thanking me. A better version of yourself has been created. Don't be so selfish. Aren't you happy Deborah's getting a better man?
Clones aren't men. Clones are tofu.
I don't follow. You're saying that clones are healthier than the originals?
It's a perfect analogy. It's tofu's imitation meat, and it's like fake men, fake... You don't get that?
I never did think you were funny with all your quips. I had them remove that trait from your clone. Move him to an erasure cell. Ooh. Goodbye, Marcus. Ugh. Or if you prefer, goodbye, Mark.
No, I don't need any help. He is super weak.
Jack, is this because I never asked for your blessing to marry Debbie? That really pissed you off, didn't it? You know nobody does that anymore.
Put him in the erasure cell next to Laura.
Yes, sir.
That whistling. Laura? Hey, Laura. Laura, bad whistler, holding cell number 5. Laura, hey, over here, Laura.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not Laura. I was wondering who you were yelling at. My name is Laura, not Laura.
God.
Do I know you?
Well, I know your clone. She's a real bitch, let me tell you.
Really? That's so strange.
Yeah, she got into this whole thing with me at the coffee break station where she got mad at me for not saying you're welcome after she said thank you. Can you believe that?
Well, did she say thank you? When someone says thank you, you should always say you're welcome. I mean, that's just, that's just being a human being.
Again. Look, what are they going to do with us down here?
They call it erasure. Means they're gonna kill us.
Erasure? Fuck! Why haven't they killed you yet?
They keep the women around until they've stolen all of our eggs. After my cycle is up, they're gonna kill me too.
Oh, that's awful. What about the men?
They erase them immediately, but at least they don't steal your eggs.
Really? It seems pretty good to have your eggs to steal so you get to live longer.
But my eggs!
But you're alive. I'm about to die,
but
so I should be the one crying.
But my eggs again.
But you're alive.
No, you're an asshole.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're just like Clone Lawrence. In fact, I think I like Clone Lawrence.
Lara!
All right, I'm sorry I said that. Hey, look, we gotta figure out some way to get out of here.
I do know one way out of here as well.
Where?
They slash them other organs.
I can't understand what you're saying.
It's just right in the spit, and then you have to...
Okay, calm down. I can't understand you. I can't understand you. Tell me the way out. Laura, you got to stop blubbering. I can't understand you. Let's just start over. Breathe.
That won't be necessary.
Oh, no. It's Randolph, the security guy with the meanest voice.
We're taking you out of here right now.
No.
Open cell 23.
Let me go. Let me go.
Ouch.
Hey, Randolph, I held this guy with only one arm. He is weak.
Yes, very weak. Look, I only need 3 fingers to hold on to him.
I bet I could do it with 2.
Sorry, no time. I have to take him down in the elevator to you know where.
Erasure.
All right. Let go! Ow!
That doesn't hurt.
You're gripping me too hard. Cut off circulation.
I didn't even realize I was squeezing. Come on! Okay, don't resist. Here we go. And gotcha.
What is down there? Is Marcus about to die? What exactly is Erasure? Is that the name of an old new wave band from the 1980s? Or a polite way to say murder? Will Marcus survive another episode of Estates of Perfection?
Estates of Perfection is written by Matt Basser. Produced, edited, and scored by Brett Morris. Additional editing by Grace Harper. Starring Matt Basser, Danielle Schneider, Mary Holland, Andy Richter, John Gemberling, Mookie Blakelock, Kenny Stevenson, Dan Lippert, Dana Wiggins, and Brett Morris.